Hey y'all, it's Dally Thomas with Red Dirt Merch. Today we're here with upcoming singer and songwriter Marcy Grace. Yeah, no problem. Glad to have you on. Those people out there that haven't heard of you and your music, can you tell us a little about yourself and how you got started in the Texas country music scene?
Yeah, for sure. So, I was kind of born into music. My dad was a musician, and he really was the one that kind of pushed me to kind of, play an instrument, pick one, and I started really young. I actually started playing the drums when I was about 5, and I studied that all through high school and college. And but I picked up guitar when I was about 11, and I fell in love with it and fell in love with country music, and I decided I wanted that to be my career. And so it's been a great ride so far. I really enjoyed it, and it's been pretty fun.
That's awesome. And you play how many instruments now?
Keyboard, banjo, guitar, electric guitar, drums. So about 5 right now.
Wow, you're a full band just by yourself.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to play if I had to do it with my feet. I don't know.
So, how would you describe your sound of music?
Yeah, so it's Texas country, but it definitely has that rock flair to it. It's kind of country rock, southern country rock.
Who or what are some of your inspirations?
Oh gosh, there's so many. I was a 90s baby, so everybody from like Sheryl Crow to Alanis Morissette, and then even I grew up listening to Linda Ronstadt, who's a huge inspiration of mine. She's just one of those the most versatile voice I think that there's ever been to do country and rock and even Spanish. So mostly 90s music, and then Linda Ronstadt is in there too.
Right, and I'm sure like background from your family and everything bringing you up and learning all these instruments and everything had a big part on it.
Oh, for sure, yeah. My dad, he had a couple of bands when I was growing up, and so I just kind of grew up around it, around country music and around Tejano music, too. So I try to bring my inspirations from a little bit of everything.
Well, that's awesome. Well, in 2018, you won the New Female Vocalist of the Year Award from Big Star 97, and have had multiple hit songs hit the chart success with your songs I Wanna and Country Living 101, and was nominated by the Texas Radio Music Awards for Best New Female Artist. How would you define your success so far?
I think it's been pretty great. I'm very blessed with the people around me and very grateful for those awesome nominations and awards. It's been really fun. I've been nominated again this year for the Texas Radio Music Awards. It keeps getting postponed, so hopefully we'll get to be able to do those awards. But it's been really fun, and I'm very blessed with how my journey's gone so far.
Yeah, hopefully, this stuff calms down and
For
we
sure.
can all celebrate those awards.
Definitely.
So I was just reading your bio online on your website, and it was saying after graduating high school, you pursued a music career by moving to Nashville and played at multiple venues around there, but now you're back in Texas, right?
Yeah, so I didn't actually move there. I stayed there for about a month and a half, so it was kind of like a extended trip
Oh, okay.
there, and I've made multiple trips back over there as well. But yeah, Nashville is a really welcoming city. There's a ton of music, a ton of great writers over there, and I enjoy being over there. But Texas is my home, and I love the scene here. It's just there's so many different kinds of music in Texas, and I really feel at home here with my style. And so it's a great Nashville's a great place to go and meet people and hang out with some great writers and artists. But yeah, I'm definitely still Texas based.
Right, you gotta stick to your roots.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, what has been one of the most difficult parts of your career as an independent artist so far?
Gosh, there's so many. No, I'm just kidding. I think mostly the thing is that when you're an independent artist, you are in charge of everything from social media to graphic design to, for me, I do my own videos and video editing and all that. So it's a lot on you at once. And booking probably takes up about 90% of my time. Now, my time is a lot different right now during this time because I don't. The gigs are kind of like, maybe we're playing this one and maybe we're not. But yeah, I would say that that's been the most difficult part right now is just trying to juggle every aspect of the job.
Right. I mean, booking right now for every artist is just so hard right now. I mean, I think it's I can see it as more of a double-edged sword there because yeah, it's bad that y'all aren't really getting any bookings out there, but the fact that all of these artists are coming out on social media and y'all are performing online, like I feel like y'all building y'all's fan base even more and reaching people out there that have never even heard of you.
Oh yeah, for sure. I definitely think that all the social media performances, I've been doing some for radio stations and some different companies around, and I definitely think it's helped get some exposure, and I've definitely reached a lot more people this way. So hopefully when we are getting back to playing live shows, I can still do some online events for people and keep reaching more fans.
Right. So you released your new song, Like I Do, in February of this year. Can you tell us a little about that song and your message behind it?
Yeah, so I'm like, I kind of am like, okay, I guess every country artist needs to have at least one cheating song, right? So this is that
Right.
cheating song, and it's not from experience, but it's just a fun song that I had written a few years back, and when we play it live with the band, everybody gets up and moves to this one. It's just that really fun song that we have during the show, and so we knew that this one needed to be the next single, and the feedback has been really great so far. I've been blessed with radio stations picking it up, and the fans are really enjoying it. So it's really cool. It's got that rock style, but still that Texas country feel.
Right, no, I've listened to it multiple times. I love that song. I hope old Craig Vaughn over here at the Armadillo in Amarillo gets a hold of it and starts
Oh,
playing
yeah.
it for you.
For sure, for sure.
So, can you tell us a little bit about your writing process? Like, is there a set destination, or do you start off with, like, in your head, do you want to start off with a fast or slow song or anything like that?
For me, the melody usually hits me first before the title of the song. So most of the time, I'm kind of okay. Every artist, you'll think this is weird, but every artist will say this, that the best place to write a song is really like in the shower because the acoustics are great in there, and I don't know, you can just kind of be alone with your thoughts. Now, the water bill kind of sucks, but no, an hour showers or anything. But, you know, that's kind of honestly where I come up with a lot of my ideas, or might be late at night where my creative process is really flowing. But yeah, the melody usually comes to me first, and then I kind of write around that. Like, what is this melody calling for? Is this a slow song? Is this, so is it sad, or you know, is it a heartbreak song, or is it a love song? So I kind of design the song around the melody.
I got you. No, like, yeah. I can relate to that. I think everyone can relate to that. Everyone sounds better in the shower, right?
For sure.
Whether you can sing or not, everyone thinks they can sing in the shower.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And I think some people have won some Grammys in there. I don't know.
Right. So you're doing these Marcy Gray Songbird Sundays on Facebook at 6 p.m. How's that going for you?
It's going good. The feedback has been great. You know, I normally do a sports show on my page called Sports Talk Continues Tuesdays, but since sports has been kind of on hold, I wanted to still be having, you know, a live show and online presence. So Songbird Sunday came out, and the feedback's been great. I've been singing some new original songs on there. It's a really great place to introduce some new songs, and I try to learn the covers that people request and stuff. So it's been going really good. It's been a blast to interact with people still, even though we're not doing in-person shows.
What was that sports still that you were talking about?
Yeah, it's Sports Talk and Tunes Tuesdays. So it's a show I have. I talk about sports. Sports is like a second passion of mine. So I talk sports and I sing a few songs, and it's a really fun time. I get to enjoy a little bit talking to everybody about sports, and you know, getting into arguments or anything, but it's been fun to debate on some sports on there.
Oh, that's cool. Do you talk about all sports, or do you have like a favorite title, genre, sports that you talk about?
I try to talk about it as much as I can, all the different sports, especially what's relevant, what's in season at the moment.
Right.
I definitely think the Dallas Cowboys is like one of the most popular topics that we talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But definitely like NBA, NFL, college football, boxing, baseball, anything that's in season right at the moment, we definitely talk about.
Got to throw cricket in there, you know? Oh, that's awesome. I think people listening to this will just enjoy that, enjoy you, and enjoy your sound even more by hearing that.
Yeah, it's a blast.
So what's your favorite song to play live? If you had to play one song live, what would it be?
Like an original or a cover song?
It can be any song in the world. Let's start with your favorite original live, and then cover song.
Yeah, so original song would have to be the song I have called To Tear It Up. And it's not recorded yet. It'll be on the next set of songs that we release. But it's a blast. It's definitely that country rock sound. And we have a great time playing it. But you can't hear it on my live shows. I do sing it live. And then cover song, man, there's so many. We have a blast doing Linda Ronstadt, You're No Good. It's just something a little different. It's a little more soulful, and we've been playing that one for a while. So that one's definitely a fun one.
That's cool. Next time you're playing on Facebook, I'm going to have to request that, Tear It Up.
For sure.
So what do you have in store next?
Yeah, so I'm continuing to do Songbird Sunday. I've put the event, there's multiple dates on it on Facebook, so you can check it out when that comes on. And then, yeah, we're continuing to work together. We're doing some videos that we'll be releasing soon. I can't say too much, but we're working on some stuff to keep the content going, keep people excited about the music, and keep going with it.
That's awesome. Yeah, you got to keep that content out there to keep people's attention, or they'll forget about you.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, I sure appreciate it. I can't thank you enough for the support.
Yeah, I mean, we love to support new upcoming artists, that especially ones that we're here in Amarillo, so we have our limited amount of artists coming up here, especially because artists aren't really traveling right now, so right. They're not reaching us. So yeah, we'd love to advertise and kind of get the word out there and just show the fans even more Texas country artists out there.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate y'all so much. Oh, I bet you don't know.
If you'd like to know more about Marcy Grace, including music, merch, and how to contact her, go to marcygrace.com or search Marcy Grace Music on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And as always, for all of your Texas country music, merch, events, and podcasts, go to reddirtmerch.com.
Come on!